الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. أياما معدودات. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الصوم جنة ما لم يخرقها، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Before we enter the subject today, as a reminder for all of us, for myself firstly, the great, great virtues of the day of Jumu'ah. Ulama of the righteous ulama have put great stress on observing the day of Jumu'ah as a great day of ibadat. It comes in the Hadith Sharif, خَيْرُ يَوْمٍ تَطْلَعُ فِيهِ الشَّمْسِ الْيَوْمُ الْجُمُعَةُ كَمَا قَالَ. The best day in which the sun rises is the day of Jumu'ah. Sayyidul Ayyam Yawmul Jumu'ah. The king of all the days is the day of Jumu'ah. It also comes that Jumu'ah is an Eid for a believer more greater than the other two Eids also. We all know how much preparation we make, how much we observe the other two Eids. We give it so much importance, which is right, we have to. But Jumu'ah is a more greater the Eid also. And how much importance do we give to the day of Jumu'ah? One very important thing, Allah give us all tawfiq, that in our minds is established the day of Jumu'ah, not Friday. If it's Friday, it's just like any other day. Just like Ramadan, if we say April is Ramzan, Rozas are in April, then it's like any. But the Islamic names have got a special connotation. If we have in our mind Jumu'ah, the great value of Jumu'ah will come with the name of Jumu'ah. And we'll realize that it's a very special day. Ramadan, that it will be a very special month for us. We look forward to it. So the day of Jumu'ah is a very great day. In one hadith, ulama stress on this hadith, the ulama who stress on people to practice on deen and observe deen properly, they stress a lot on this hadith that it comes that a person who does 6 amal on the day of Jumu'ah, and very easy amal, and most of us are doing most of them, perhaps we just need a little adjustment. That person who does the 6 amal on the day of Jumu'ah, for every step that he takes coming to Jumu'ah, every step he will get 1 whole year's ibadat sawab. And it is mentioned separately, the 1 whole year's roza sawab. Roza is also ibadat, but it is mentioned separately. So if a person takes 500 steps, 500 years ibadat sawab he will get. And 500 years roza sawab he will get. So Mulla Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali, a great, great muhaddith, alim, he says that the most sawab that has come in any hadith is in this hadith. That for any amal, the most sawab that has been mentioned is for this. And of course, in Ramadan, it's multiplied so much more. How much won't we get? Throughout the year for Jumu'ah, this great sawab, Allah give us the tawfiq to observe Jumu'ah as it is supposed to be. And then in Ramadan, even more. And Mulla Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali says it's an absolute authentic hadith. Many ulama, when it comes to hadith of fadail virtues, they say it's a weak hadith. But this hadith, no weakness in it also. A strong hadith and the most sawab that is mentioned. And what is it? Just to let it set in our mind that for every step we take, and a person normally one step is about 0.5 meter. So if he's staying 100 meters away from the masjid, 200 steps. If he's staying 500 meters away, 1,000 steps. For every step, 1 whole year's ibadat, all ibadat sawab. Plus 1 whole year's roza sawab. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq for that. And what are these amal? Very easy. The first is to bath and wear clean clothes. That every Muslim does. we bath and wear clean clothes. The second is to come early for Jummah. Jummah, we should try and be the first. There are great rewards for the person who come earlier, as the various categories, there are great rewards. If we can be the first, the most sawab in there. The third is to come walking. We should come walking. There should be la rakba fihi. We shouldn't use any conveyance. For that, really, people are always moving a house also. And for various reasons they move. If we move house so that we can be at walking distance from the masjid. For all our namazes, there is so much of reward to go walking to the masjid. For every namaz, for Jummah, even much more. If we are living far, it will be difficult for us. So if we can, we try and make the arrangement. And to do that for Allah's pleasure, the great, great rewards there will be. So forever to come, to take a bath and wear clean clothes, to come as early as possible, to come walking, and then to sit as close as possible to the imam. In this, many of us are negligent. We come to the masjid early also, but we'll sit on the sides, we'll sit at the back. Or many people, we take off from our boss, perhaps a non-Muslim boss also. Tell him it's my prayer day. He gives us off also. Then we come and sit in the car park. He gave us off for prayer. We took off for prayer. And we're sitting in the car park. We should come to the masjid and try and park here in the masjid. And here also there are parking meters. The other parking meters, we have to feed them. These parking meters pay us. The person who comes to the first surf for every namaz, the rewards he gets, very great rewards. And the first surf is the greatest reward. And the greatest reward is the place directly behind the imam. And then one to the right, one to the left, we should balance the surfs. When we come, just see which side are more people. We should join the side that there are less people. Try and balance the surfs. So, and we should only sit in the second surf or anywhere else if the first surf is full. If there isn't place anymore, then we should sit in the second surf. The rewards of the first surf are very, very great. So we should come and sit as close as possible to the imam. The fifth is to listen attentively. We shouldn't be daydreaming. We shouldn't take our qailula. Whole week we are very busy. But Jummah, when it's bayan time, the whole bayan we are sleeping. From as the bayan starts, we don't need any sleeping tablets. We don't need anything. A person just falls asleep. And when the bayan is finished, we don't need an alarm clock. We automatically, eyes just open when the bayan is finished. And we didn't hear one word of the bayan also. We are rubbing our eyes at that time. No, we should listen attentively. And the sixth is, that we shouldn't do anything useless. Like, for example, people got a habit to play with their glasses every time, play with their beard. And this is another very important thing. Many of our good friends also, in namaz continuously, we are playing with the beard, scratching here. It's not a good sign at all. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam saw a person playing with his beard, petting his beard. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, if Allah was in his heart, that should not have happened. That means Allah is not in our heart. We have got no concentration. Any person, if we're standing in front of a constable, a policeman, then we are concerned there. And here we are standing in front of Allah. But it shows that we haven't got the least idea that we are standing in front of Allah. And when this is also Shaitan's one ploy, that for example it's itching here, anywhere else. So just tell yourself that I'm in namaz and now I won't be able to itch a scratch to my enjoyment. After namaz, I'll scratch properly. And then you'll see it just goes away. It's just Shaitan who wants to distract you from your namaz. And in namaz, even if you do scratch, you can't scratch properly. So tell your nafs, tell yourself, after namaz I'll scratch, then to my heart satisfaction, properly I will scratch. you'll see 100% it goes away. So that is also, we shouldn't do anything useless. In the many people, when they watch, they play. Or with, in the days of before, there were pebbles in the masjid. There weren't carpets like this. And then the person is throwing from one hand to another hand a pebble, from that hand to this hand. All unnecessary things. So six things. I will repeat them again. Before I repeat them, I'll mention the virtues again. If we do these six things, we can see they are so simple. It's no moving mountains from their place. No hard work. Very easy. And how great rewards that for every step a person takes, he will get 1 year's ibadat sawab plus 1 year's roza sawab. And every Jummah we can acquire this. And what are the six amal? To bath and wear clean clothes. To come as early as possible. To come walking. To sit as close as possible to the imam. To listen attentively and not to do anything useless. If we don't listen attentively, the imam, for example, says that viyaj is haram. Viyaj in Gujarati language, interest. Interest is haram. But we are half sleepy and it suits us better to hear, we want to hear what we hear. Also, many people, they don't hear what is being said. What they want to hear, they hear. What is in their mind from before, preconceived, that is what they hear. So what he hears, that piyaj, haram. And the housewives, they only want onions when they are at a very high prices. When they are cheap, they don't need them. And when they are at the highest prices, they want them now and now. You have to go and buy it now. So it suits us fine that you can tell the wife that Maulana said that piyaj haram hai, that onions are. Maulana did, he said viyaj, interest is haram. We must listen. Or Maulana says when you go on safar, then namaz is qasar, half. So what we hear, we also sleeping. So we hear when you go on safar, then namaz is not half, maaf. So many of us when we are on safar, we don't make namaz. That Maulana said when you are on safar, namaz is maaf. Namaz is not maaf. Namaz is half. It is qasar. So we should listen attentively. So great, great rewards for these amal. May Allah give us tawfiq to observe the day of Jumu'ah throughout the year properly. And very fortunate will be those people who free themselves for Jummah, who don't work. And there are so many people. Haji Bhai Padia Rahmatullah Ali's brother-in-law, Bhai Abdul Wahab, Haji Abdul Wahab of Winan Rahmatullah Ali, he passed away. He was a murid of Maulana Badri Alim Sahib Rahmatullah Ali in Medina Sharif. So once when he went to him, he told him, I want you to come to me at a special time. I want to tell you something special. When he went, he told him, you people in South Africa, your habit is for Jummah, you must have your dar chawal. Without dar chawal, Jummah doesn't get done. It is like one big, not sunnat, a faraz of Jummah. So that is what you do. And second, he said, you give your children the weekly proper bath on a Sunday. And the third, he said, that you give your children spending on other days. So he told him, do three things. For Jummah, prepare the best meal of the week. Everyone looks forward to food and the best food. So when everyone knows in the family, Jummah, we're going to get our best meal. Automatically, psychologically, they're going to look forward to Jummah. And give them the proper bath for Jummah. Thursday night, Friday morning, let them take the proper bath. And thirdly, if you're giving them some spending, give them a little bit more on Friday. And if you are not giving them, then give them something on Friday. Everyone likes money also. And the day you're going to get your money, automatically you're going to look forward to that. So in a beautiful way, he made the mind up how we can look forward to the day of Jumu'ah. Also, there was a businessman, I heard about it, and when I went there, Porchestrom, appliances, cash and carry in appliances, very big business. So when I went once on a Jummah, it happened to be, and I went and visited him, and I told him, I heard this about you. But if I can hear it from your mouth, then I'll have my synod is strong then. So he said, yes, that. He said, well, he went for on a business trip to the Far East with a white man, an Afrikaner man, in the days of apartheid. So they stayed in a hotel together. Then on a Sunday, they were invited for a barbecue, for dinner in the afternoon. So he told him, we are invited, let us go. So he said, I'm sorry, I can't go. It's my Sunday, it's my church day, and I'll be praying my Bible. Then at night, they were invited for a barbecue. So he told him again, let us go. Say, sorry, I can't go. I have to pray my Bible. And so he took a lesson that this person is on suffer. He's not at home. No family people, town people will see him also. But he's observing his Sunday so much. And he says, Sunday is not the best day of the week. It was, the Christians wanted it, Allah gave it to them, but it was not the best day. Neither was Saturday the best day. The Bani Israel, they were always obstinate. And when they were offered Friday, they said no. They said Saturday, the Jews, the Christians said Sunday. Muslims, Allah Ta'ala, will guide Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in all things to the best. So he chose which was originally the best day, Friday. So the Sunday which is not the best day, and is on suffer, and he is observing it so much, then I should be observe it much more. And then he says, when I came back from then, I don't open my shop till Jummah. Jummah, I don't open my shop. And he said that I saw the barakat of it, not my business didn't go down, it doubled and tripled. It went much more. So Allah give us tawfiq. MashaAllah, quite a few friends of ours also did the same. They don't open their business on a Friday till Jummah. And after Jummah, فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ. There is lot of barakat after Jummah, you go and seek your rosy. But till Jummah, Allah give us tawfiq. First earn our earnings of akhirat. And then go, and then the earnings of dunya, Allah will make them so easy also. You won't really work also. Harun al-Rashid's son, was a very great king, and his son the prince, but he was a big Allah wala. And when he left the palace and all the the enjoyment and the comfort and all the luxury of the palace, and he went in work as a laborer. Great Buzurg Abdul Wahid rahmatullah alayh hired him to do some work for him. He was working as a building, as a builder. So he saw that when he went and paid him at night for the day's work, he had done 10 people's work. So the next, he only worked on a Saturday. Whole week he didn't work. The next Saturday he worked, so he hid away to see one man, how can he do 10 people's work? And he made his condition, namaz time, I don't work. I make my namaz. So he saw that he goes to pick up the brick, and the brick goes by itself on the place. He wants to put the mortar, the dagger, the cement, but it goes by itself. And the work is just like he's just standing there. And the work is just carrying on. Allah appoints malaika to do the work. So if we do Allah's work, Allah will make our dunya's work. And so much barakat Allah will give. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Jummah is a great day. Let us observe it accordingly. We've got how many Jummahs in our life? And how much we can earn, and we have to earn, not for 10 years, for 1,000, million, billion years, forever and ever. And this is the opportunity. And when Jummah comes in Ramadan, and this year we are favored with 5 Jummahs, inshallah. So more we should appreciate it. So, and the ayat of the Quran Sharif I recited, Allah Ta'ala prescribed for us, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O the friends of Allah. And the very great friends of Allah. Allah wants to make us very close to Him. And the ideal time which Allah has ordained for us is the month of Ramadan. And in the month of Ramadan, Allah has written rozas for us, fasting. Kutiba alaykum as-siyam, kama kutiba al-ladhina min qablikum. Rozas have been made for us for you, as they were made for us for the people of before. So don't feel singled out. That you are targeted, the other, all ummats also kept rozas. And keep rozas how they kept rozas. Not rozas like people who made their own kind of rozas. Like the Hindus, for example, they drink water, they eat fruit, they have nuts in their rozas. Not that kind. Keep the roza is roza is supposed to be kept. And the real object of roza, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you acquire taqwa. By taqwa, you become the very close friends of Allah. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, you have got iman. Now you just have to acquire taqwa. In another ayat also the same message Allah gives, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اِتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. Yeah, by roza you will get taqwa. In this ayat Allah says directly acquire taqwa. Iman and taqwa. By iman you are the friends of Allah. By taqwa you are the very close friends of Allah. And it comes in the hadith sharif also. In the Quran, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ كانت لهم جنات الفردوس نزلا خالدين فيها لا يبغون عنها حولا. Iman and amal saliha. By this Allah tabarak wa ta'ala makes you his friend. And the explanation of that is given, that by the closest a person comes to Allah ta'ala is by fulfilling the faraid, observing all the faraid. By that a person becomes the closest. And then, after that it is mentioned, by nawafil, a person keeps on increasing, becoming closer to Allah, so much so that he becomes the hands by which Allah touches, the eyes by which Allah looks, and the tongue by which Allah speaks. The wrong meaning of this, which ignorant Sufis have given, that Allah comes in you. And now you speak what Allah speaks of. That is totally wrong. It is shirk. What is the correct explanation? That now Allah makes your eyes look at that which you are commanded to look, and you don't look automatically. Now by doing the nawafil, we want to make our Islam observe the nawafil. Now Allah will protect our eyes. Your eyes will only look at that which Allah permits you to look at now. Your tongue will only speak that which Allah wants you to speak. No more swearing in your tongue. No more anger and terrible language you use anymore. Everything of yours. The second meaning is, in all these things Allah will put barakat. In your eyes Allah will put, what you look at there will be barakat. What you touch there will be barakat. Where you walk there will be barakat. Everywhere there will be barakat. And the third meaning is that Allah will put in all your work His help. Now when you want to do your work, you are looking, sometimes we know, the key or the pen is right in front of us, we can't see it. We're hunting it on the whole desk, everywhere. Finally we see, oh, it's right here. Now a thing which is hidden, which you don't know where it is, Allah will help you and you will just find it easily. All your work, you wanted an appointment, you'll just see everything, you just get your appointment. Everything just becomes, by our nawafil, Allah does all this for us. So Allah will grant great goodness. So by iman, by taqwa, by becoming the, and this month is the ideal month to acquire that. And it's only a little cause of a few days, ayyam ma'adudat, a few days which you can count easily on your fingers. We read our tasbihat 33 times, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar 34, 100 we count on our fingers. This is only 30 we have to count. And already, every year is the same story. At the beginning we say, oh, whole month's rozas, how we'll manage, etc. Already we're saying a week is gone already. We hardly realize the week is gone. And very soon, the 2 weeks and the month is gone. And shaitan puts us in all this, and he doesn't let us do what we have to do. We don't have to discuss how many of us on the timetable, we got it on our fridge or wherever, and we buy a special bold markers, that every day we stretch out that by mistake also, that Rosa mustn't come back. Rosas are going to pass, the month is going to, what are we doing there? This is the train of Ramzan that is passing. We are on our platform at the station, and the train of Ramzan, our goods train, our amal train is passing. What are we putting in all the coaches? Are we letting them go empty, or are we putting wrong things, snakes and fire in the coaches, if we are doing haram? Or are we doing putting the beautiful gardens of Jannat, the trees of Jannat, and the gardens of Jannat and the palaces of Jannat? This is everyone. The train is moving and it's going to move. And we have to fill it up. And at the end, when the train, we'll have to jump in. When our maut comes, we will go. And then we will see what we had prepared for the akhirat. What we had sent in the qabr, everyone will see. That what did I send? Did I send my train empty? Did I send it with good things? Did I send it with bad things? Whatever it is, it's going to be with us. If we had sent bad amal, which take the form of snakes and fire, scorpions, that will be our companions in the qabr. And if we send good amal, which take the form of beautiful palaces, hurul een of Jannat, and all the beautiful fruit and enjoyment of Jannat, that will be there. For those people, Allah says, Ya ibadi, la khawfun alaykum wa la antum tahzanun. Oh, my servants who have done this, no fear on you. La khawfun alaykum. You'll have no fear and you will not grieve. Be you prepared now in your qabr, you got enjoyment. What palaces you got, what enjoyment you got, and you're not grief, there's no sorrow on you. La khawfun alayk wa la antum tahzanun, antum wa azwajukum tuhbarun. You and your families, full in bliss you are living there, completely enjoying all that. Antum wa azwajukum tuhbarun. يُطَافُ عَلِيمْ لِصِحَافٍ مِّنْ فِضَّةٍ وَأَكْوَابٍ. And you will be fed there with the trays of gold and silver. And what wonderful fruit they were. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي الْأَنفُسَكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ. No, what's the ayat? وَتَلَذُّ الْأَعْيُنِ. What you desire. And what is the enjoyment of your eyes? All that will be given to you. What enjoyments of Jannat, for that Allah put us. And Roza is a great means to acquire this. But very important also, our Rozas must be Rozas. It comes in the Hadith Sharif, As-Sawmu Junnatun. Roza is your shield. Roza is your armor, your protection. From the fire of Jahannam, Roza will save you from the fire of Jahannam. Roza will save you of all difficulties and hardships of gunas in this world. Ma'alam yakhruqha. Still, you don't tear up your Roza. You don't cut it into pieces. And how do you do that? That in your Roza, you are committing sins. So, ulama have written, 6 Rozas we have to keep. Roza is not just for us as a Roza, but on every part of the body. On the eyes there is Roza. We must keep Roza of the eyes also. If we are looking at haram, then we have broken our Roza. All the value and the benefits of Roza are gone. Roza of the tongue. If we are swearing, getting angry, shouting, lying, backbiting, so common with us today to pass time in Roza. So we go and talk with somebody. And you talk, what you talk about, how's the weather? Who doesn't know how's the weather? Everyone knows how's the weather. And then you go and talk further, and now you start, immediately you go into backbiting. This one is like that, that one did like this, this one is like this. And there you are destroying all your roza, all the benefits. A person makes tarawih, he came early, he read Quran Sharif, 1 hour in tarawih, more than an hour program. He goes out and one ghibat he makes and he washes away everything. He goes out and he looks at some woman and now he's staring at her. All what he acquired, he just washes it away. So we must be very, very careful. So rozas of the tongue, of the ears, our thoughts, what we eat, all those things, keep the rozas, then see the benefits. If a person does business properly and he makes good profit, he enjoys doing the business. And he will go through hardships, but he'll carry on because he's making a profit. If he's not making a profit, 1 year loss, 2nd year loss, and from other of his assets he has to put in this business. Then he says, now this business is not possible anymore. There is too much loss in this business. We'll close it down. If we don't make a profit of our rosas, then we don't feel like keeping rosas. No profit in it. Make the profit. Observe them properly. Close all the gaps and holes where we are losing out of our rosa. And then see the benefits and everyone will be keen. May Allah give us tawfiq to observe the day of Jumu'ah properly throughout the year, especially in Ramadan and this great auspicious month, to keep the rosas properly and not destroy our rosas with all types of gunas. May Allah give us all tawfiq.